broadcast listeners. Dated September 15th, Congressman Ron Paul of Texas made a statement. The first paragraph is the tragic scenes of abject poverty in New Orleans revealed on national TV by Katrina's destruction were real eye-openers for many. These scenes prompted two emotional reactions. One side claims Katrina proved there was not enough government welfare and its distribution was based on race. The other side claims we need to pump billions of new dollars into the very federal agency that failed, FEMA, while giving it extraordinary new police powers. Both sides support more authoritarianism, more centralization, and even the imposition of martial law in times of natural disasters. That's the way Ron Paul starts out with his the coming Category 5 financial hurricane. And I think this is the best kind of documentation to work with regarding the financial impending financial crisis. But let's go back to the phones. Sheldon is with us. Hello, Sheldon.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that guns were targeted in the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act bill?
I did not.
Yeah, this is from Montgomery Citizens for a Safe Maryland back from June of 2002. The Centers for Disease Control, which calls gun violence a public health epidemic, has sent a model law to state legislators, which would give state agencies unprecedented powers in the event of a public health emergency, including the power to seize private property. Now, the first draft of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, which is 40 pages long and was released to the public back on October 30th of 2001, is the version introduced. The version, which was introduced in some of the 14 states where it has been filed, specifically includes the power to control, restrict, and regulate firearms, and that's on page 21, section 402, subsection C of that bill.
That's very good research. Very important information. Very important information.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, is that all?
Yeah, that's all I had.
I appreciate it, Sheldon. Thank you. We have this advanced edited version, this unedited version, revised draft outcome document of the high-level plenary meeting of the General Assembly of September 2005, submitted by the President of the General Assembly. This is a UN document. And they get into all sorts of situations. It is a 39-page document. I printed it out. And it's very connecting of dots to situations, and I'll be covering that as time progresses, maybe a little bit today. Certainly, that would be relevant in certain respects, and my goodness, people. Here we see on page 31, we reaffirm that member states have conferred on the Security Council primary responsibility for the maintenance of international peace and security, acting on their behalf as provided by the United Nations Charter. We support comprehensive reform of the Security Council to make it more broadly representative, more efficient and transparent, so as to further enhance its effectiveness and the implementation of its decisions. Well, see, the Security Council hasn't had to answer to anyone in the past. Why are they going to change their mind now and be more open? Who's in charge of the Security Council? Russian or a Russian satellite is usually, if not all the time, and that was an agreement between Alger Hiss and Molotov at the original signing of the United Nations Charter, where a Russian or a Russian satellite would be in charge of the Security Council. What is the Security Council all about, listeners? It's the enforcement arm of the United Nations system. It's the head of the enforcement arm of the UN system. This is why we had our soldiers in Korea, our soldiers in Vietnam, our soldiers leading the coalition with the majority of the soldiers coming from our country. This is burning out our military and burning out our manpower and making us, you know, weaker when China and Russia are stronger, building more military armaments. And where is our armaments coming from? And we're dependent on foreign countries for many respects to our military. But I'm not privy to that information, and neither are you. But these situations are very, very ominous to me. Connecting all these dots is very easy. And ultimately, when you hear New World Order, you're talking about UN system. This is what it is. And we've had to pay for it in our own blood from our own country to bring it to the point where it is right now under the guise of the coalition. Bob in Kansas, welcome to the broadcast, Bob.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Well, you forgot a dot. Two dots, actually.
That's normal.
The dot from the end of your street to your front door. Because that's where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people who are responsible for most of this gun violence epidemic mm-hmm. are the government authorities. They're the ones doing most of the shooting and killing in this world.
Yes, and it's apparent that no one was shooting at helicopters during the Katrina disaster that was so well promoted.
They lied about that.
Apparently.
They lied about everything.
Yes.
But this whole health care, they implemented the model. Oh, there
well,
it is.
Okay, stay with us. We'll continue on the other side with Bob. And, you know, connecting these dots is not difficult. But the website has expanded, so you can scroll all the way down into last year. It takes more time for you to load it up. Keep in mind that's the case. We're on a new shortwave frequency, 11920 WWRB. And we'll be back to continue the broadcast. Stay with us.
That's what you do.
That is Poker Face listeners. Pokerface.com is their website. Pokerface. Pokerface.com is their website. Let's get back to Bob in Kansas. Hello, Bob. Welcome back.
Well, the emergency Model Emergency Health Powers Act was not legalized in all the states.